poker deck in hand, following Harriet Nelson around the dining room, that's Ozzie Nelson, father, husband, and take a card. Ozzie's always been fascinated by the art of prestidigitation. Perhaps he'll not stop with mere card tricks, but go on to greater things. Wonderful, mysterious, unbelievable feats of magic.
Ladies and gentlemen, in my right hand you see a pistol. In my left hand I hold a small boy.
Hello, everybody.
I take aim with the pistol.
Hello, everybody.
I pull the trigger. And in my left hand you now see a small boy with a hole in his head. Ladies and gentlemen, before me you observe a table. On the table, a high silk hat. Into this hat I shall now break several eggs. A quarter of milk. Two or three ripe tomatoes. And a bottle of ink. I take the magic wand, wave it above the hat, and presto, I reach inside the hat and...
Hello, everybody.
A small, messy boy with a hole in his head. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall now perform the greatest trick ever conceived. Standing before me, you see a long wooden box. In this hand, I have a saw. And in this hand, I have a small boy...
Hello, everybody.
...with a hole in his head. I now place the small boy in the box. Put the lid on, and now I saw... The box is now in two pieces. I separate the pieces and...
Hello, everybody.
Yes, sir, there's no telling how far Ozzie may progress in the field of magical science. Perhaps he's about to spring one of his newest mysterious tricks at this very moment.
Harriet, take a card.
Oh, Ozzie, please, I've got to make these sandwiches.
Sandwiches, take a card.
All right.
Now, I'll close my eyes while you slip it back in the deck. Okay, now I shuffle... Harriet.
Yes, dear?
Give me back the card and take this slice of ham out of the deck.
Oh, see who's at the door, will you, dear?
Hello, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, hello, Emmy Lou. Come on in.
I brought over the napkins Mrs. Nelson wanted to borrow for the tea this afternoon.
Take a card, Emmy Lou.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, do you do card tricks?
Well,
my goodness, there seems to be no end to your talent.
Well, I've only been doing them for a few days. I'm really not very good yet.
Oh, yes, you are. You're wonderful. You're terrific.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me do the trick first. Here, take a card.
Which one do you want me to take?
Any one at all. Yes?
King of Diamonds.
No. Emmy Lou, you're not supposed to tell me the card. I'm supposed to tell you. You see, that's the trick. All right, try it again. Now, pick a card.
Let me see. I'll take this one.
Now, don't let me see it.
Okay. Now, what do I do?
Put it back in the deck.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Now, what did you say? Watch carefully now, because I'm going to shuffle.
I'll stand back.
I look through the cards, and there's the one you picked out, the Five of Hearts. That's it, isn't it?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry, Mr. Nelson. I got so excited I forgot to look. Do it again.
Well, I better rest my fingers a while. My little pinky's getting a Charlie horse.
How come you're staying at home today with all these women coming to tea?
Well, Mrs. Nelson wanted me to stay around and sort of keep things going.
Oh, how thoughtful, Mr. Nelson. How considerate of you. You're the kind of man I want to marry.
Oh, Emmy Lou.
You are, Mr. Nelson, a perfect darling. A man who's just one of the girls.
Are you sure you're not looking at me from an angle? The reason I'm here is because... Well, Mrs. Nelson has practically forced me to stay. You see, she wants me to entertain with my card tricks. She kept coaxing me, so I finally gave in.
Oh, that's just like you.
Well, there's another factor involved, too. Mrs. Nelson's mother has a lot of faith in astrology, and she told Mrs. Nelson... This is silly. She told Mrs. Nelson my horoscope said it'd be dangerous for me to go out today. But, of course, I don't believe in that stuff.
Oh, I wouldn't scoff if I were you. You're talking just the way poor Cousin Susie talked before she passed on.
She didn't believe in astrology?
No. Mother warned her that the horoscope said she shouldn't go roller skating. But how could you reason with anyone 94 years old?
In here, Harriet. Just stacking, looking over my cards.
Oh, the girls are here, and I told them all about your tricks. They're dying to see them.
I've been thinking it over, and I don't think I'll come down, Harriet.
Well, for goodness sakes, why not?
Oh, my tricks aren't really perfected.
Oh? Well, suit yourself, dear.
You mean you aren't even going to coax me?
Oh, of course I am. Please come down, dear. The girls will be terribly disappointed if you don't.
No, Harriet.
There's chocolate cake.
No.
Vanilla ice cream?
No.
That attractive Mrs. Walker's here. She was asking if you're still as handsome as ever.
A chocolate cake? Well, just a few tricks. There you are, ladies. The three of clubs. Please, lady, not too much applause. I get a headache very easily. For my next trick, I shall attempt to find not one, not two, not three, but four hidden cards.
Oh, you can do it, Tootsie Roll.
Thank you, Mrs. Canfield. And now if four of you will take cards, Mrs. Douglas, Mrs. Buckley, Mrs. Dunkel, Mrs. Walker... Mrs. Walker. Now, each of you look at your card. That's it. Now, place them back in the deck. Cut several times. Enough. Right from the top of the deck. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your cards, ladies.
Oh, that's for you.
That's going to be sensational.
Oh, you know what you're doing, Tootsie Roll.
Thank you, Mrs. Chanfield.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, that was simply marvelous.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mrs. Walker. Oh, Mrs. Walker, take a card.
All right. Now, what shall I do with it?
Why don't you keep it? I have a whole deck.
Is this one of your new tricks, Ozzy?
Oh, no, you're up to your old tricks, aren't you, Dusty?
Mr. Nelson, this is positively the most amazing trick I've ever seen.
What trick is that, Mrs. Gibbons?
Oh, don't play innocent. You know perfectly well. Look, girls, isn't he marvelous? He didn't even come near me, and here's a card in my ham sandwich.
Oh, well, that must have happened. I think if you'll check that card, you'll find it to be the Six of Salami. Now, this is a new one, girls. I think you'll like this one. Let's see. Mrs. Canfield.
Oh, yes.
Very quickly now. Take three cards. Any three.
This one. This one. And this one.
Now, according to my calculations, they should all be exactly the same suit. Now, take a look.
Oh, isn't that marvelous? They're all the same.
Thank you, ladies. Here they are, the Two of Spades, the Nine of Diamonds, and the King of Hearts. They're supposed to be the same.
Well, they are, aren't they? They've all got bicycles on the back.
Now, girls, I think I have time for just one more thing. Now, watch the time.
Goodbye, girls. I'm so glad that you could all come.
Goodbye.
It's wonderful.
Goodbye, Tootsie Roll.
Keeps calling me Tootsie Roll. I don't know whether she thinks I'm sweet or I'm built like one.
Oh, what do you care, dear? Everybody had a wonderful time, and you deserve all the credit. You were absolutely terrific.
Oh, thank you, dear. As a matter of fact, I have several engagements requesting my services. Mrs. Gibbons wants us for dinner Friday, bring my cards. Mrs. Hodges wants us over Saturday, bring my cards. Mrs. Dunkel wants us over Sunday, bring my cards. Mrs. Floyd wants me over tomorrow.
Bring your card?
No, bring my plunger. Her sink is stopped up.
Well, anyway, everybody had a wonderful time, and we owe it all to you.
Well, you wanted me to entertain. The least I could do was try.
Oh, no, dear. That's why I feel so guilty. I did my best to keep you out of the house.
Harriet, what are you trying to give me? You wanted me in the house. I know all about my horoscope saying it'd be dangerous for me to go outdoors today.
What horoscope?
Well, didn't your mother tell you that?
Mother didn't even mention your horoscope.
Well, I got the idea someplace. What are you doing?
I'm just curious. I want to see what your horoscope is for today. See, you're Pisces, aren't you? March 20th. Pisces.
Look under Tootsie Roll.
Here it is. Oh, it's lucky you did stay in today.
Well, then Thorny was right. It could have been dangerous.
Not for you, dear, but for me. Listen to this. Warning to wives. Be careful of your husband. Today is the one day in the year he is irresistible to women. Well, no wonder you were such a tremendous success with your card trick.
Irresistible? Oh, that stuff's a lot of nonsense. Harriet.
Yes, dear?
I think I'll take a stroll down to the corner and get a paper.
Oh, Ozzy, how can you be so cruel?
Cruel?
Well, of course, dear. Didn't you hear your horoscope? You're irresistible to women today.
Oh, Harriet, stop kidding.
But you really are, dear. I ought to know. I'm a woman. Please stay home.
Okay, if it'll make you happy, I'll stay in the house the rest of the day.
Is that a promise?
That's a promise.
Well, thank goodness. I was afraid I was going to have to do all those dishes by myself.
Ozzie and Harriet will be back in just a moment. Well, men, now you know how to become an irresistible hit with the ladies. Just fix yourself up a good horoscope.
Harriet.
Yes, dear?
Are you asleep?
Not quite. Why?
I just figured out how to do that trick I couldn't remember this afternoon. Take a card.
Ozzy.
Any card at all.
Ozzy.
Yes, dear?
It's after midnight. You're no longer irresistible to women.
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzy and Harriet, starring Ozzy Nelson and Harriet Hillier. This is Vern Smith speaking.
The National Broadcasting Company.